You are listening to WMUC 90.5 FM, College Park, where college radio is good radio.
The University of Maryland Farmers Market can be found weekly at Taz Plaza. There are an abundance of producer-only vendors and a cooking demonstration, with free samples hosted every week at noon. You can find everything from fresh bread, locally grown produce, popcorn, to lip balm, and local animal products. The market runs every Wednesday, rain or shine, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. during the spring season from April to May and fall season from August to November.
You are listening to The Piggy Bank here on WMUC 90.5 FM, College Park, where college radio is good radio. I'm your host, Brandon Appleton. Happy Tuesday, March 24th, 2026. We're back. We're back from break. We are back in the studio for better and for worse. I don't mean to make this look bad, by the way. I absolutely love it here. I'm only saying, like, try to figure out what it says. I'm only saying, like, the part about me having to be back in class, this is not the part I like. But anyway, we're back. We are doing the things again, and keeping the ship sailing. So we'll do our best. Anyway, we got some great tunes on tap for today here, for the show. We're going to open up right out of the gate. I just was feeling going into old school metal and just kind of going through the years slowly. That's what I was really feeling today. So, Black Sabbath with their self-titled track off their self-titled album, and then we'll get into The Wizard. I love both songs. They're great. You know, the beginnings of metal. yes, in the beginnings of metal in February 1970, you know, you just can't go wrong with it, you know? I think that's the way to say it. Anyway, happy Tuesday. Enjoy some tunes.
Yeah.
And that was Black Sabbath with The Wizard off of their album Black Sabbath. Before that, their self-titled track off their self-titled album, Black Sabbath. Coming up next, we're going to get into some Judas Priest. With a couple of songs off of Sad Wings of Destiny. First, Victim of Changes, which it was originally two songs. It was supposed to be Whiskey Woman and Red Night Lady. And Whiskey Woman was a song from that they didn't include on their first album. That Judas Priest didn't include on their first album. They kind of wrote Red Light Lady. Red Light Lady was from a previous band that Halford was part of called Hiroshima, with the song kind of focusing like about a hard, like basically about a woman who's hard drinking, results in losing her man to another woman. It's inspired by Led Zeppelin's Black Dog, if you know that one, which is great. And then the second, so we're going to hear Victim of Changes, and then The Ripper, which is, it's a Tipton Pen song from the band. A lot of like inspiration from bands like Queen at the time. Lyrics focusing a lot on, basically are written from the point of view of Jack the Ripper, which bleak, both songs, yes, but they're both great. Anyway, here is Victim of Changes and The Ripper, both songs by Judas Priest off of their album Sad Wings of Destiny. We'll be right back.
She was wonderful. When she was fine. When she was beautiful. When she was mine.
And that was Judas Priest with The Ripper off of their album Soundlings of Destiny. And before that, Victim of Change is off the same album. Both great songs. I really do enjoy listening to them. Coming up in next, we're going to get into some... What is with this mic today? Not very kind to me. Whatever. It happens. Might need to just turn up my headphones audio. Who knows? Coming up next, we're getting into some Rainbow with Terra Woman and Run With The Wolf off of Rising. Dio at the time... trying to figure out a way to say this. Ronnie James Dio at the time... with Rainbow, a lot of the lyrics were being penned around like fantasy and ancient history. Terra Woman, which you're going to hear first, which was actually at Blackmore's request, was centered around was depicting a fortune teller, while Run With The Wolf, which you'll hear second, explores like werewolf lore. For some reason, that was just what they wanted. Sure. Okay. Yeah. All right, I can live with that. Okay. Anyway, I can live with it. I'll live with it. Anyway, here is Rainbow with Terra Woman and Run With The Wolf, both off of their album Rising.
change begin. By the end of the rain, the feeling's passed again. From the things that snap and bite, an unholy light. There's a hole in the sky. Something evil's passing by. What's to come when the siren calls you go? To run with the wall.
And that is Rainbow with Run With The Wolf, and before that, Terror Woman, off of their album, Rising. coming up next, we're going to get some Van Halen off of their self-titled album. We're going to open up with Running With The Devil. The band never really kind of revealed the full meaning behind this song. They kind of just, I think it's just generally interpreted as being about the life of a touring young band while dealing with like individual experiences, like learning a simple lifestyle is not as simple as it appears, like stuff like that. And, you know, the lyrics Running With The Devil usually interpreted as being a reference to freedom. It's portrayed as like the song is like in this, like freedom is portrayed as a lack of social ties and living in the presence. It's also, I will note, this song has been interpreted as an attempt to convince a person that the theme of a simple life is not wrong as it appears. Therefore, the lyrics Running With The Devil would not be serious at all. And then we're going to get into Eruption after that. I know it's a shorter track in the grand scheme of things, but Eddie Van Halen got a lot of the... the introduction is inspired by Let Me Swim. The introduction to that song, it's by Cactus. It originally was not going to be a track on this album, and it was just like a guitar solo Eddie performed live at clubs. But Ted Templeman, who is like an American musician, record producer, he worked with bands like the Doobie Brothers and worked with like Van Morrison, he overheard Eddie rehearsing it for a club date in the studio, which they were getting ready for a show at the Whiskey A Go-Go in West Hollywood, California. It's a legendary venue. And Ted Templeton basically convinced him to keep it on the album. Eddie basically just said, I'm just going to quote this off from here. Quote, I didn't even play it right. There's a mistake at the top end of it. To this day, whenever I hear it, I always think, man, I could have played it better. Which says something about this track that he thought he could do this better. Make that what you will. Anyway, we're going to open up. Here we go. Van Halen, Running With The Devil, followed by Eruption. You're on WMEC 90.5 FM, College Park. Okay, I don't know why it went into my next song right away, but you probably now know what it is if you know that kick drum very well. Yeah, okay, sorry. things are not going great. All right, that was Van Halen with Eruption and Running with the Devil, both off of their self-titled album. Coming up next, we're getting into some Motorhead with the title track to their album Overkill, and then Stay Clean. They're both off the same album. Overkill, it's supposed to represent like an adrenaline-infused celebration of the band's like high-volume, chaotic rock and roll lifestyle. Like, if you know Lemmy and the amount of just like liquor and all these other things he did, yeah, no, this fits very well. And then with Stay Clean, it's supposed to be like about maintaining personal integrity, independence, mental resilience against outside pressures. Think of it as Lemmy even thought about it. Like Lemmy Kilmister even said, like, this song is quote like a Stay Clean and Listen to Your Parents kind of song, which is weird to hear in metal, but you know, I'm here for it, man. Whatever. Do you? All right, here's Motorhead with Overkill and Stay Clean.
Can't believe it.
And that is Motorhead with Stay Clean and Overkill off of his album, off of their album, Overkill. Yeah. Anyway, coming up next, we're getting into some Iron Maiden, a couple of songs off of their self-titled track with Prowler and Remember Tomorrow. Prowler, it's a dark one. It's about a vulgar, voyeuristic stalker who, like, lurks in the bushes. He's flashing women and is observing them. It's just, like, there's a lot going on there. It's just a very dark song. While Remember Tomorrow is a ballad by bassist Steve Harris and vocalist Paul Di'Anno. It's inspired by Di'Anno's father, who was a diabetic, and he used the phrase Remember Tomorrow to keep hope for a better future, despite some of his personal struggles with his own issues. We're going to go ahead and play Prowler next. We're just going to play Prowler, and then we're going to go into top of the hour stuff with our PSA and all of that. And then I think we're just going to just go into the next song out of the PSA. Let's just do the little housekeeping out of the gate now. Again, you're listening to the Piggy Bank here on WMEC 90.5 FM College Park, where college radio is good radio. I'm your host, Brandon Appleton. Hope you guys are having a great Tuesday morning listening to the show. We're on for another hour after this. We're on till 12 at noon, Winning Time, hosted by Jack Wynn, will be on. That'll be from 12 to 2. And then from 2 to 3, Employees Must Wash Hands, hosted by Jay Cohen and Sebastian, also known as DJ Seb, will be on. There's other shows coming up later this week. We'll get into the full schedule at the back end of the show. Just so you know what to listen into this week. Before this, you were hearing Plastinky, hosted by George. It's a great time. I always get here early. I always listen to the show. It's always a good time. So, you know, maybe if you ever tune in early, listen to them. They're great. Anyway, all right. I feel like I've done my job. Let's get into it. Prowler coming up next by Iron Maiden. And then we'll get into some top of the hour stuff and then get into Remember Tomorrow. And then I'll come back in and we'll get into some of the other stuff. We do have some other great music coming up too at the top of the hour. Ozzy Osbourne, Venom, Def Leppard, Dio, maybe some Metallica. We'll see if we can fit it in. I am moving way slower than I was originally anticipating with this, so hopefully I can get to it. I've had some longer songs admittedly on the front end, which doesn't help, but it'll get better. Yeah, I'll get there. Don't worry. All right. Anyway, here's Prowler coming up by Iron Maiden off of their self-title, and then we'll get into Remember Tomorrow next. So yeah, anyway, enjoy.
Walking first.
That was Prowler by Iron Maiden off of their album Iron Maiden. Top